This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Hurricane Hotline on FM 1043 WQAM. An in-depth look at the Miami Hurricanes. Presented by Williamson Cadillac.
Williamson Cadillac. Experience the South Florida lifestyle in a new Cadillac. From Miami's luxury dealership, Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Hurricane Hotline. Happy New Year. Delighted that you are with us. Joe Zakacki. Our producer is Trevor Harris, and we are getting set for the University of Miami and Ole Miss Rebels at the Fiesta Bowl on Thursday night. Kickoff at 7:30. We'll be on the air at 3 p.m. with our coverage. Prior to that, on Wednesday, we've got Hurricanes basketball for you. 7 o'clock tip-off from the Joel Coliseum in Winston-Salem. We'll be on the air at 6:30 p.m. with our pregame show for Miami and Wake Forest. So, coming up on the show, we're going to hear from head coach Mario Cristobal. We'll also hear from Shannon Dawson and Corey Heatherman. Let's look back, however. Let's go back a couple of days. New Year's Eve in Arlington, Texas, Miami and Ohio State setting up another classic Hurricanes-Buckeyes game. Miami jumps out to a 14-0 lead. Canes go on to defeat and end Ohio State's reign over college football by a score of 24-14. And here is how it sounded on New Year's Eve, Miami defeating the Buckeyes of Ohio State. The 90th Cotton Bowl from Dallas, Texas. Hurricanes and Buckeyes renewing a grudge match. On New Year's Eve, the first of the quarterfinals, Beatling comes forward, and away we go! The quarterfinals underway in the Cotton Bowl. On a 3rd and 7, can Miami get home on Sayin? 3rd and 7, Sayin to throw. Here comes the pressure from Mesidor. They got him! They sacked him back at the 15. It's Mesidor and Bain. Mesidor first on the scene. They sack Sayin on the first third down play. Mesidor at 5 tackles against Texas A&M. 11 quarterback pressures, his 32nd and a half sack, and it's a sack and a loss of 10 yards.
Turn the big boys loose. Akeem Mesidor and Bain converge on the quarterback. He had nowhere to go.
Beck turns and hands off. Fletcher runs to the edge, cuts back, breaks a tackle at 35, 40-yard line. Fletcher cuts left to the 44-yard line of Miami before he's brought down by Curran. Caden Curry brings him down. He hit him first, then Matthews hit him second. But it's another Miami first down. 2 for 4 on third downs. 2 yards for a first down. 10 yards for a touchdown. Beck throws. Left side, Fletcher. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown! Miami! Carson Beck to Mark Fletcher. 12 yards, and Miami strikes first. The Hurricanes have liftoff. Beck to Fletcher on a beautifully designed and executed play.
Ohio State took the bait, hook, line, and sinker. Miami goes with an overloaded offensive front, and they flip it out to the back. Run, run, run was the sell. Pass, pass, pass is what it got in the end zone.
Ennis is the motion man right to left. Fake handoff to Jackson, saying the throw, and he's sacked again. And once again, it's Reuben Bain. Bain hit him from the left side. Second sack of the game for Miami.
Miami doing a nice job of moving Bain to different locations and allowing him to pick on another offensive lineman of Ohio State. He just goes upfield, does a swim move, keeps track of the quarterback, and comes up with another sack.
Second down and 16 after the six-yard loss. Ohio State with the ball at the Miami 22. Low snap, Zayn throws, left intercepted. It might go all the way. It's a drag race to the end zone. He's at the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown! Keontae Scott, he jumped the route. 78 yards for a Miami touchdown. It's Keontae Scott. He jumped the route for a Miami touchdown. There's pandemonium on the Miami sideline at AT&T Stadium. What a play!
Scott tracks the eyes of quarterback Julian Sand. It leads him to the receiver and then to the football. Beam me up, Scotty. 6 points, Hurricane.
Ball at midfield. Sand steps back to throw. Watch Here it, comes the it. Pressure. He's hit once. He's hit twice. He is hit the third
Get
time.
Down.
Mesidor slams him down. Back at the 35-yard line. Incredible pressure by Miami. And they slam Sand down. It's a loss of 15 yards. He's so rattled, he thought it was fourth down. Healing for 50 yards on the way. And it is no good. He missed it left. And Miami shuts him out in the first half. 1 second to go. Beatling missed it from 50 yards away. He missed against Indiana. He misses in the quarterfinals. And Miami's 30 minutes away from a Final Four appearance, but that's going to be the 30 toughest minutes of the season.
Isn't that a crying shame? Wide, wide left.
50-yard field goal for Davis. 53 is his long off the left hash mark. 14-7 Miami. 50-yard kick, snap is down. 50 yards for 3 points. Davis has something behind it. It is good! Carter Davis! 50-yard field goal with 3:01 to go in the third quarter. Miami back up by 10. Beck turns and gives.
There it is.
It's Brown again. Right side breaks a tackle. Round to the 30. Round to the 26-yard line. Marty Brown, 13 yards.
He'll inspire you.
Brought down by Jermaine Matthews. A first down for Miami.
Outside zone play behind your money players. And Inez Cooper and C.C. Maui Noah.
And Beck brings him up. Brown to his right shoulder. Third down and four, and here we go. They're going to throw for it. Middle screen caught by Daniels at the 15, at the 10, at the 9, at the 8. It's a Miami first down. What a call by Shannon Dawson. C.J. Daniels on a tunnel screen. Takes it down to the 8-yard line. And Miami's got a first and goal with 1:46 to go in the game.
Joe, you wanted that long drive with a mix of pass and run. You're getting it. And the man that made the catch in game one might have made the catch again in the playoffs.
Second down and goal. 1 minute to go. 1 minute to go. Handoff. Brown.
Come on,
Brown. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Miami. It's dreamland for the Miami Hurricanes. Dreamland for the Canes. Miami's alive and kicking. There's a hurricane party in Arlington. Marty Brown scores from 5 yards out. Miami 23, Ohio State 14, Miami 55 seconds from going to the Final Four. 49 seconds to go. Second down and 10. Second to throw. Here comes Bain. He's hit by Lightfoot. His pass intercepted. Intercepted. It's all over. Intercepted at the 45. It's Jacoby Thomas. Thomas with the interception. Hurricane fans are going absolutely wild. Joy and delight everywhere on the north side for Miami fans. Sam was hit. Thomas intercepted it. Second interception. Miami's going to have their prize. And the countdown is on. We're down to 25 seconds to go. Hurricanes are coming off the sideline. It's a moment of history for the Miami Hurricanes. A win of meaning and magnitude for the 2025 Hurricanes. And for the longtime Hurricane fans, it's revenge and satisfaction. The Miami Hurricanes, 24-14 winners over the Ohio State Buckeyes. Miami to the Final Four. The Canes have their dream come true. It's a Hurricane party. That's the way it sounded on New Year's Eve as the Hurricanes defeated Ohio State at AT&T Stadium. And after the game, a wild celebration. In the middle of all of it was our sideline reporter. And Josh Darrow first spoke with Carson Beck.
All right, so I'm going to make do with Carson. I tried to get him during the week, but I said I'd rather talk to him now. Man, that was a gritty, gritty win.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a great football team. It's a phenomenal football team that we just played, and they played their butts off the entire night. It took all 60 minutes, right? We always say 60 minutes or however long it takes. Took it to the very last snap of the fourth quarter to win this one, and I'm just so proud of our guys and the way that we played.
You also played completely unfazed relative to, like, doing anything and everything to win the game, putting yourself out there, running, scrambling, taking hits. What was that mindset coming from?
I'm here to win, baby. You know, this is what I'm here to do. I'm here to do whatever I have to do to win the football game, and that means take hits, and that means use my legs. However, we got to get it done, you know. So, shoot, that's what they gave us tonight, and that's what I took, and, you know, we were able to pull it out.
The final drive, made a key throw. I think it was the CJ Dan, right? CJ Dan, Marty. Well, how about just Marty just coming in and just, like, taking over?
It was huge. Obviously, Mark had a huge workload the entire day, and I mean, we have so many talented backs. For Marty to come in and really kind of close out that last drive, and obviously that third down was probably one of the biggest plays of the game for him to be able to make that catch, win on his route, it was huge. And then obviously go down, score, and then finish with the pick and send him up.
We've asked you 1,000 times about your offensive line, but at the end of the day, once again, the offensive line is what you guys leaned on.
Yeah, they're unbelievable. I mean, they're so physical. They're unbelievable. They continue to play their butts off each and every game that we play, and I'm so proud of them. Again, I always say they lead this team. We're right behind them, and they were the ones that were able to finish this tonight.
Last thing is, I have a sense of this of guys who've come in, transfer guys who are older or have years, that you're here for a reason. Forget the money and all that stuff, that you value what college football is. You understand where you've been, but also where you want to get to, and that winning is the ultimate and most important thing to you.
Yeah, I love this game. This game is all I got, man. All I've ever really had is football my entire life. I've worked my butt off to this point, and I've had so much help along the way. I couldn't have done it at all by myself, and I'm just so honestly so grateful and so thankful to be on this team with such great guys, such great coaches, and to be able to prove everyone wrong, man, to prove everyone wrong. Everyone's doubted us from game one, and everyone just continues to battle and battle and battle, and don't listen to the noise and just keep doing what we do.
You get to work your butt off for at least one more week, man. So go work your ass off.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
One of the big heroes of the game, maybe the hero of the game for the Hurricanes, Keontae Scott, a 72-yard interception return that put Miami in front 14-0. And Scott talked about his interception with our Josh Darrow.
We're going to start here, Keontae Scott. You just got to walk me through that interception and the run back.
Yeah, I mean, I see all the skilled guys on one side, so I'm like, okay, I know something's going on over here. I see the tight end motion, they motion the big guy out. Obviously, they motion the big guy out of the block, you know, on the perimeter. So I took my shot. You know, coach always says, if you go inside, if you take it, you got to make it. And I just trusted myself to be within the defense, trusting my brothers behind me, and just shot it. And I ended up with the ball in my hand, and I just had to get to the end zone for the team.
Towards the end of the game, I saw you on the sideline, and you were the one walking around telling all the guys, like, we're going to be back. We're going to be back on this field. Where'd that mindset come from?
Yeah, I think it's just the defense, the way Coach Heatherman, the way all the coaches are installing in us. We're never done, man. You can never get satisfied in this game. Because the moment you get satisfied is the moment you get beat. And we learned that a couple weeks ago. So I just think the biggest thing about us is, man, we want to keep going. We're never satisfied until the clock is triple zero.
You mentioned, I've talked to you, you've talked about it, your route. You know, JUCO, all your friends went to D1, you took a harder route. how much do you appreciate this? And I know there's more to go, but how much do you appreciate this?
Man, I just appreciate this moment. I was thankful from the moment I was able to get another year of eligibility. I've been thankful for Coach Cristobal. Thank you for all the coaches for believing in me. You know, there's a lot of coaches that didn't. You know, at the end of the day, they gave me an opportunity, gave me a chance, and I was just grateful for it, man. And I'm grateful for this team. I'm grateful for everybody in the building. I'm just grateful to be here. And, man, it's trials and tribulations, you know. And my mom and everybody around me always told me, you know, the test of a man is how he responds to adversity. So that's just what I always try to do, just try to respond to adversity.
Going to the semifinals, how about that?
Man, you know, we got 24 hours to enjoy this one, and then we move on, man. At the end of the day, we set our goals out for something bigger than this, and we got to keep this thing going.
All right, Keontae, congratulations. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
The Hurricanes were great on third down against Ohio State, and one of the players that was tremendous on third down was C.J. Daniels. Daniels came up with the biggest third down catch of the night as the Hurricanes were trying to put away Ohio State. It was a Carson Beck tunnel screen to C.J. Daniels. He took it down inside the 8-yard line, and from there, of course, Miami scored the winning touchdown. And after the game, he spoke with Don Bailey Jr.
C.J., take us through that third down conversion.
Oh, man, Coach told me on the sideline, man, we needed a big play on third down to convert. You know, he called a tunnel screen, man, and he trusted me with it, man. So, you know, the ball in my hands, man, had to seal the game, man. It was a blessing.
About this offense overall, how good they're working together, blending the run and the pass. Pretty special group, isn't it?
Very special, man. I think we got all the pieces to get to where we want to be, man. You know, we just got to stick to the smaller details and keep playing consistent.
What's next for this team, right? Meaning, what's we go 1-0, 1-0, 1-0. You get back in Miami. What's your message to this team?
Oh, man, we're right back to practice, man. Everything is going to be the same according to what we did from week one, man. So, you know, we just got to hone in on the details, man, go back to work, put our head down, man, and get ready for the Fiesta Bowl.
I want to commend you and your room, but it starts with the older guys, on the best job I've ever seen for a season of receivers blocking in the history since I've been here. I've been here a long time. You guys just committed to the running game. Take us through that and what it means to you.
Oh, man, we take that personal, man. I think the main thing for us is creating explosives, man, not only in the pass game, but to open up our running backs, man. And just to see them spring free after a block, man, is just the same as us catching the ball, man. So, you know, we come to work every day trying to crack the safeties, trying to get the corners, man, and make alleyways for our running backs.
Congratulations. Go enjoy your team, man, and I'll see you next week at practice.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it.
Glad you're a Hurricane.
That's the way it all sounded on New Year's Eve. That is how Miami got to where they are now here in Arizona to take on Ole Miss in the Fiesta Bowl with a spot in the national championship game on the line. An opportunity for Miami to play for the national championship in their home stadium. We'll have much more on the matchup with Ole Miss as we continue on the Hurricane Hotline. When we come back, we'll hear from Mario Cristobal as we continue here on the Hurricane Hotline on WQAM right after this. Let me talk to you about my favorite, Williamson Cadillac. It's 2026, a new year, but the same great customer service. Williamson Cadillac, more than a dealership. They are our friends. They are our neighbors. And 2026, and perhaps, will be the biggest year of all. Williamson Cadillac has built a loyal client base by staying focused on the customer experience. Customers are treated like family. If you want world-class customer service, then I highly recommend stopping in to Williamson Cadillac. Ed Williamson, his lovely wife Carol, nobody does it better. And new vehicles are arriving every single day, kicking off the new year, which means Williamson is absolutely going to have the new Cadillac you are looking for. The XT5, the XT6, the all-new electric Lyric, you name it, they have it at Williamson Cadillac. Easy to find, located on US 1 at 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto. You want to get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle in 2026, and you want to experience a new Cadillac, then visit Williamson Cadillac, your luxury dealership. Williamson Cadillac, Williamson is Miami.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hurricane Hotline continues on FM 104.3 WQAM. Presented by Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Welcome back to the Hurricane Hotline. Miami and Ole Miss from Glendale, Arizona at State Farm Stadium on Thursday night. Kickoff at 7:30. Our coverage begins at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The Hurricanes have now won 6 straight games. Miami has 6 wins against AP-ranked teams this season. That is the most since 1987. Coincidentally, Miami won the national championship that season. Key players for Ole Miss, of course, their gunslinging quarterback, Trinidad Shamless. He was the 60th quarterback in the transfer portal. He came to or went to Ole Miss from a Division II school, Ferris State, where he played 23 games. But what a season he has had. He has thrown for 3,660 yards, 21 touchdowns, and only 3 interceptions. He's coming off his 8th 300-yard passing game in the Sugar Bowl against Georgia, where he had a season-high 362 passing yards on 30 of 48 in that game. Kewon Lacy is his key running back. Lacy has run for 23 touchdowns and All-American 1,400 yards. Key players on the outside, DeJean Stribling, a senior from Hawaii, a transfer from Oklahoma State and Washington, 50 catches, 734 yards, 122 receiving yards against Georgia. Harrison Wallace, what a game he had against Georgia. 9 receptions, 156 yards. Those are some of the offensive players we'll be talking about, along with Caden Lee, one of the top receivers in the country. Lee had no drops in 2024. This season, 39 catches for 568 yards. Their defense anchored by linebacker T.J. Daugherty, and then a front line, defensive line of Cam Franklin, Xavier Harris, Will Eccles. Eccles had a big game against Georgia, really did a great job against the Bulldogs. And Sonatrine Perkins, a defensive end that often drops in coverage. Perkins had 6 tackles against Georgia. Eccles had 5 tackles against Georgia. Eccles for this season, 62 tackles. That is their defensive line. And then their secondary is made up of Kapina Gushikin, Wydad Williams at safety, Chris Graves, a former University of Miami player, Antonio Kite and Jalen Braxton have been their starting corners along with Ricky Fletcher. So that's an overview of their defense. For more on the Hurricanes' success so far and looking ahead to Ole Miss, here is Hurricanes head coach Mario Cristobal.
Well, I'll tell you what, watching them, you know, all their games, obviously, they're an excellent football team. They've got speed, power, explosiveness across the field. They certainly play with a tremendous edge this past week against Georgia and showed up big in the big moments. And, you know, again, they're, I think, you know, the fact that they have their play callers in place, which is, you know, arguably the most important part, I don't think there's any effect on what they do schematically. And I think that anything that, you know, an event like what they went through, I think things like that always galvanize people. So, again, just really impressed with them. It's certainly the best team that we have faced, that we will face, I should say, this year, and looking forward to that opportunity.
Mario, training that channel, you guys face a lot of really good quarterbacks this year, especially in the playoffs. What stands out about him? What makes him maybe different than some of the guys you have faced?
Yeah, we have faced some really good ones throughout the course of the year, especially the last couple of weeks. And, you know, watching him on film, he's a different level. I mean, he can do it all. And he has excelled in every aspect of the game. He certainly brings a ton of energy to their team. He's a limitless football player. And certainly you could see on the sideline and watching some of the stuff on TV, his leadership skills and the way people gravitate to him, he's had a tremendous impact on the program and plenty of respect for him.
Dallas Street at Footballville. Coach, the last few games we've had, the team seems to be more expressive. You seem to even be more loose when you do your interviews. You're talking, saying different things. What has changed, if you care to share with us? What has changed in the program or with you?
You know, I don't think anything, really. I think that media sometimes is a little bit more intrusive, so they get a little bit more behind the scenes, and sometimes maybe a narrative is built that is not exactly, you know, completely accurate. And I think when you win and have success, then there begins, you know, the next narrative of why this and that. But we've stayed true to our core beliefs, our principles, and our values. I think our team, as the year's gone on, has certainly played with more confidence. And I think the confidence that the coaches have in the players and the vice versa has shown up more and more on the field. And I think when that happens, then, you know, you feel energy. But really, we haven't strayed from our original blueprint.
Mario, any updates on Tamari Brown, OJ, and Ahmad Boutin?
Progressing steadily, I would say day to day. And we'll have a better idea in the next 2 or 3 days. But we feel like they're progressing at a pretty good rate.
Mario, Christopher Stockett said that the run defense has been, you know, pretty good all year, but since that Virginia Tech game where you gave up the amount of yards these last three games, what has stood out to you about how you guys have played defending the run, and how big has that been in your success?
Yeah, I mean, we've done a good job this entire year for the most part, and I think people will always try to find an extra hat, an angle, right, try to find leverage runs. And I think we adjust well to that as well. So, and I think your question was our success or people having success against us?
No, your success, run defense, particularly the last three games since that Virginia Tech game.
I gotcha. Well, Virginia Tech, credit to them. I mean, they executed some stuff really, really well. And, you know, we adjusted, but, you know, they also played really, really hard. We played hard. They found some success. But I think, again, Coach Heatherman, the staff, it's not just the front seven. It's also the perimeter guys. You know, I think the physicality and the dog mentality of our secondary, their willingness to run the alley, you know, fit certain gaps in the run game, be the extra hat, and sometimes just flat out make a play in space. I just think our technique, our willingness has gotten better. And just the understanding of the defense and where your help is allows you to leverage the ball. And I think those things are showing up a bunch on tape.
The 4 fumbles the last 2 games, obviously only 2 got lost, but how much are you guys emphasizing ball security as you guys move forward?
Certainly it's one of the non-right spots. We take a lot of pride in that. And I think the entire year, did we lose 1 fumble the entire season? And I think we had 2, lost 1, and we've doubled that in the last 2 games, which is unacceptable. We certainly have to coach a lot better and demand it more of our players. And when you are playing these caliber games, the collisions, the speed, the physicality, it does, there's an uptick in there. So you have to be conscious of that because, you know, bodies are going to fly around. The impact is going to be greater, and therefore ball security, which is always at a premium, has to be emphasized and accomplished at a higher level. And it's one of the biggest, and I'd say the biggest focal point of us this week.
You are listening to Hurricanes head coach Mario Cristobal, his press conference as we get ready for Miami and Ole Miss. Now more of Coach Cristobal.
How do you keep the guys even keel? Obviously, guys are motivated, but at the same time, you mentioned the dog mentality. Sometimes guys can get a little bit too high. How do you make sure guys stay focused and even keel throughout the season?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. I mean, I think we proved earlier in the year that we didn't handle success very well after the first four or five games, and it's a lesson that you never, ever want to learn twice, right? Right now, at this time of year, really at any time, praise and overpraise is poisonous, man. It is absolutely the worst thing you can take in and listen to. And I think we've done a good job of making sure that at the forefront of everything we do is just get everything and everyone out of the way, right? Because there aren't really distractions. You create your own distractions. And I think the mentality, the DNA of our guys as it gets stronger and better, as our older guys realize that, you know, it's their time, it's their legacy, and that they have to take control of the locker room and how we think and how we go about things. I think all that has improved in a dramatic fashion. I think it's strong. We hammer it every single day. And, so far we feel like we're getting a pretty good result, but you get on it and you stay on it. I think if you come off it for a second, you're going to have, you're going to leave a window open and you're going to let a rat in there,
You've essentially played playoff football since that SMU game. And I'm curious just your thoughts on what's impressed you about the way Carson Beck has played and handled things, managed the offense down the stretch since that time.
Well, he's on point, schematically, he knows exactly where to go with the ball, where not to go with it. He's put us in great protections in the run game. He has put us in advantage runs. He knows where he's not protected. And he secured the football. Ball security has been fantastic for the most part. So, that's such a big part of what we do, right? We've been efficient when we've been good, I should say. We've been efficient on offense, and it all starts with the quarterback. But, again, that's a highly committed, high work ethic guy that people gravitate towards him. And him along with CeCe, Inez, Mark Fletcher, CJ Daniels, Keelan, they set the tone, man. Alex Bauman, those guys are like the dudes. And together with Carson, I just think, his level of play, complemented by all those guys mentioned, it has generated some really strong offensive performances. And there's a lot to correct on film. We feel like we need to be and have to be a whole lot better here going into this game.
Mario, Murray Brown didn't play against A&M, didn't really do much in the game against Ohio State until that final drive. Just to see him have the impact he did on that final drive and just his mentality going into it, just considering the lack of playing time, just what does it say about him and just what he's meant to you guys?
Yeah, well, A&M, it was a low play count game. We had 49 offensive plays. That's slower than most NFL games. And he's always been a big part of the equation. He's proven that throughout the course of the year. And Marty is made of the right stuff. He understands what team play and being a great teammate is all about. So there's no flinch in him. There's no hesitation or reservation about him. Every time he's been called upon, he's answered the bell because he knows he's a big part of this. And he knew this was his kind of a game, too. This was one of those physical knock 'em, sock 'em around type of games, right? The rock fights like we talk about. And he was prepared. He was prepared. And when he got his opportunity, not only did he show up, he showed up strong, and he was a difference maker in the game, both with his catch, with his blocking, and, of course, the way he finished those runs.
Gavin Rudy, 24/7 Sports. This freshman class, a true freshman class, the enrollees of the signings in December, unique opportunity to be a part of this run. Just can you tell me just the value of those reps for those young guys and just anything you can share about what you've seen from that group, just in this limited time?
Yeah, we feel like we hit home runs with these guys. And I'll tell you why. It's like when you get dropped off, when they got dropped off in the middle of December, and I mean, you're out there and you're practicing with that level of a football team, and it's everything's like go, go, go. There's no time to explain, hey, you have to do this. You have to jump in on scout team there. You got to run this route. You got to cover this guy. It's not the easiest thing in the world. And I'll tell you a big reason we believe that why our defense had success this past week is because we had guys like J.J. Dunnigan and Cam Portis and Samarion Wingo, you know, simulating their offense, wearing number 4, wearing number 17, wearing number 1, and those guys are fast. These young guys are all 21 plus mile per hour guys. So the fact that they get to experience what we do and how we do it, even though it's later in the season, they get to be around some of these older, really good leader guys is phenomenal for them. It's invaluable. Guys like Jackson Cantwell, they get to jump in on how we game plan, how we prepare guys, technique, fundamentals. You know, J.J. Sparks, you know, we got another one, a couple other guys coming in today as well. You know, Mallory's in here now. So who else do we have? What's that? We got Portis in here. Jennings, Brody just got here as well. So, you know, I wish we could get all of them in here. But it's an invaluable piece from a development standpoint. And at this time of year, the way college football on the calendar is set up, which, you know, we all have issues with it. They provide like the right type of body types to help us prepare for these games.
That's University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. We'll continue on the hotline when we come back. We'll hear from Shannon Dawson and Corey Heatherman as we continue on the hotline right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Time for more Hurricane Hotline on FM 104.3 WQAM. Presented by Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Happy to welcome you back to the Hurricane Hotline, getting you ready for Miami and Ole Miss from the Verbo Fiesta Bowl, State Farm Stadium, Thursday night. Kickoff at 7:30. We're on the air at 3 o'clock with a spot in the national championship on the line. We're down to the final four. Hurricanes 12-2. Ole Miss 13-1, Miami seeded 10th, Ole Miss seeded sixth. A reminder, Hurricanes basketball Wednesday night from the Joel Coliseum. Danny Rabinowitz will have that one for you. 7 o'clock tip-off, 6:30 pregame show. Okay, for more now on how Miami views the Ole Miss defense and more on the Hurricanes offense, the Ole Miss defense comes into this game. They give up 340 yards a game, 146 on the ground, 194 through the air, 29 sacks. Pete Golding is their head coach and defensive coordinator. The University of Miami goes into this game averaging 31 points and 405 yards per game. Here is Hurricanes offensive coordinator Shannon Dawson.
You know, they're built probably pretty similar to us. I mean, their edge guys are really good. They get off the ball. Their back end runs around. Pete mixes it up a good bit. I've known him for a while. He's been a good DC for a long time now, obviously head coach. But they do a great job on defense. Very athletic, you know. Just they move the front around a good bit. I mean, the guy in the middle is, what, 6'8", big boy. And so they can push the pocket, they can move the pocket, and they can bend the edges, which makes it challenging.
On your the first touchdown call, it was a heavy personnel, right? Had you thrown out of that look all year yet?
Not out of that look. Malley threw it out of the Malley Cat formation. I don't know if you remember that. He threw it to Pringle and missed him. I forget what game that was in, but, you know. But we've ran it out of different sets, not that exact set.
Right. The jumbo look. That was kind of the first time Carson.
Yeah. He'd been begging for some quarterback run game all year, so I figured I'd put a quarterback counter in that he would have the option to throw if they gave him the right look. So he was probably hoping they covered Mark and he could run it, but they left him open, so he spit it out to him. It was a great read by him.
Shannon, what did you make of Carson's game last game? Just how he played?
I thought he played, very efficient. I mean, he took what the defense gave from the very beginning. He never put the ball in jeopardy. The ball was always going to the right place. The third downs was elite, really. I mean, we were over almost 60%, 55% against one of the top third down defenses in the nation. And part of that is him getting the ball out to the right spot very accurately. And the conversions of third down at the end of the game were key. And he met all the right checks. I mean, a couple of those plays were there was a couple different calls, and he had to pick the right one versus the right defense, and he got it right every time. And some of the stuff he did in the run game was elite, and it's been elite for the last few weeks. Not that it hadn't been the whole season, but, you know, our receivers do a phenomenal job blocking, and he does a good job gearing them in the right direction. Because it's a process. Our run game is a process. You know, it's a process of communication and getting people to block the right people. And they do a good job working together and communicating together.
So much the last couple of years about wanting the simple plays, the regular rep-by-rep plays to be perfect.
Yeah.
Obviously, so many people talk about wanting to see the bigs, the explosives, this, that, the other. But the way you guys are playing right now, is this sort of what you like to see where, again, you're executing what you need to execute, and then if the big play's there, the big play's there?
I mean, a lot of the big plays are dictated by the defense that's played. I mean, if you look at that game, they played, you know, the safety was in the middle of the field most of the game. So when the safety's in the middle of the field most of the game, you're not going to complete a post route. So, and corners were giving us some loose coverage for the most of the game, and with that you're not going to complete a lot of go routes. And so a lot of the stuff we completed was underneath based on, you know, that's what the defense was giving us. And, you know, we have a bunch of routes that go down the field and on basically every concept, but if the first guy's open and it's just so happened to be in a shorter range, the ball is going to go there based on what the defense is doing. So I mean, I love taking shots more than anybody, and, you know, but you can't just take it for no apparent reason. You know, if they're there, they're there. And, you know, there was a couple times we caught them in quarters or man coverage, and we threw the vertical to CJ. Corner made a good play. And then we had a route down the middle to Malley that I thought, I mean, we caught them in the right coverage. he kind of got grabbed a little bit, so it hung him up, and so Carson came off to Keelan and threw the curl route. And so we had a couple opportunities down the field, but they did a pretty good job of covering it up at the right times. And you know, and I do stress the fact that I like calling shots. I like taking them when they're there. But if they're not there, checking it down and getting 6 yards, second and four is better than a second and 10 incomplete ball. Does that make sense? And that happened a lot in that game. And I think 8 or 9 of the third downs were in medium or less. So that was a big emphasis from the A&M game to that game, was, hey, I wanted to get in third and manageable so we could convert them and keep drives going. I knew the nature of their defense, too. I mean, you know, they haven't given up a lot of explosive plays all year. You know, I think they give up around 8 points a game. You know, so, you know, you got to be methodical in those situations and take what they give. And hopefully you make some of those deals underneath and make it a big play. But just so happened, they tackled pretty damn good, too, you know. And so it was one of those deals.
Carson played against Ole Miss last year.
Yeah.
Do you go back and watch that tape? Is there any value to doing that? Do you have any takeaways from that game, how he performed?
No, I did. I mean, I've watched the last couple seasons of Ole Miss. And, you know, yeah, I mean, you take things away from every game, obviously. But, you know, we have more focused on the recent history of them. But I do just go back and kind of peek.
All right, that is Shannon Dawson. On the other side of the ball, big challenge for Miami. Ole Miss averaging almost 500 yards a game of offense, 496 yards a game, 315 through the air. As I mentioned earlier, Trinidad Shamless, 8 games of 300 yards or more passing. He makes does a lot of damage, not only with his arm, but his legs as well. He keeps plays alive. He's an excellent scrambler. His eyes are always down the field. Excellent receivers. Stribling, Wallace, Deuce Alexander, Caden Lee. Then his tight ends. Daquan Wright, transfer from Virginia Tech. All of these guys have been very, very effective, along with Caleb Odom as well. He's got all kinds of targets. And we also have to mention that really Ole Miss plays on a 60-yard field because their field goal kicker, Lucas Carnero, is so effective. Carnero, this season, 3 out of 4 on kicks of 50 yards or more, 27 of 30 for the season at the Sugar Bowl, field goals of 55 and 56. And between 40 and 49 yards, he is 8 out of 9. He is a real, real weapon. For more on the Ole Miss offense, here is Hurricanes defensive coordinator, Corey Heatherman.
Quarterback, I think, does an unbelievable job spreading the football around, extending plays, you know, just keeps them on track very well. You know, I think the running back's very talented. You know, I think he's down. He gets downhill. He makes the first guy miss. Runs between the line of scrimmage really well, but also can get the ball out in the perimeter. And he's a big play at any point. And then I think, you know, the skill on the perimeter is very talented. And there's a lot of different guys that you know, can take the top off, can make some plays in space. They can get the quick game out there, and I think they do a really good job. And then they go fast. You know, I think they're, you know, top 15 in the country with the speed that they play at. And you know, it's something that we've seen a little bit earlier in the year from South Florida and SMU and some different teams, but we got to make sure we're ready for that.
We know how good the pass rush has been all season, but what impressed you most about what they did against Ohio State, a team they gave, I think, 11 sacks going into that game against you guys?
Yeah, I think, you know, our guys did a really good job, really, in the back end pre-snap with some different disguises and doing some different looks and really covering. And I think up front, our guys played very fast. And I thought early in the game, really in the first half, I thought we did a really good job of stopping the run and making it so we could get after the quarterback. Like that third play of the game, I thought our guys did a really good job. You know, and I thought we put them in some situations where they had to throw the football early. And that's really, you know, in the second half, we had to continue to do that. But no, I thought our guys, you know, really as a unit all together played really well affecting the quarterback.
We've talked so much about the bend, don't break that this evening's had. When Jeremiah Smith had the big catch and then Ruben gets the sack and Keontae gets the pick six, just What was that like from your perspective watching the response on those two plays?
Yeah, I think that changes the entire game. It's 7-0 at that point. You know, they hit the explosive play, 59-yard pass, I think. And, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, we got to be a little bit more detailed and we got to do our job on that first down on the P and 10. But, you know, I think they took a shot on second down or on that first play, the second play of the drive. And, you know, Ruben gets a sack and then, you know, Key jumps that screen. I think that changes the entire outcome of the game.
I'm sure you've seen I'll call it chaos that they're going through with their coaching staff and especially on the offensive side of the ball. Does that impact you at all as you plan for this game and you know, approach it from a schematic standpoint?
No, we're 100% focused on us. You know, it's the biggest thing was let's clean up Ohio State. Let's correct the communication and assignments and some of the technique stuff. And, you know, we've moved on now, you know, now it'll be, you know, how we think they'll game plan us, how we think they'll attack us, some of the things that they do a really good job in the run game and pass game, but we're not looking into that at all.
Never really talked too much about him, but Ethan O'Connor, what stood out about what he's done for you guys this season?
Yeah, I think he's consistently gotten better every single week. You know, I think his detail, I think how hard he, you know, and I think it shows in practice. I think he's becoming a better player in practice every day. The way he goes about a routine, the way he starts to attack it, and you know, earlier in the year, I think there might have been some plays in practice. You know, he gets beat on a one-on-one or doesn't finish the play. And I think when you go through the season and how he's progressed, now he's competing, now he's making those plays, and it's showing up more and more on film. He made a couple plays, especially like in the two-minute drill right before the half. There's one time he, you know, break foot, dry foot, runs right through the receiver, makes a really good play out in the flat. There was a couple other times like he takes the top off and discourages them from taking a shot or sets the edge. And, you know, I think his game is just getting better and better every single week. And I think it's the way he's been preparing and practicing.
Considering their pace of play, how important is just a rotation, being mindful to the rotation on defense, defensive line, even corners, et cetera?
Yeah, I think we play a lot of guys. And I think that helps us in games like this where, you know, we're not just 11 players on and off the field. We, you know, we have rotations in the back end at corner and at safety. We have rotations at linebacker and on the defensive line. I think that'll help to keep us a little bit more fresh in a game like this where they're going to go very fast. And it's, you know, like one of the games that stood out that I was watching this morning is the Washington State game. You know, it's like play six in the drive. And, I look at the scoreboard to go back and see the situation. And it's like, I don't know, a minute into the game already. That's it. But they're going really fast, and you know, we have to make sure we keep our guys fresh, we keep our guys on and off the field, and you know, we got to do a good job of, you know, eliminating explosives, but trying to keep them behind the sticks so our guys can get us, you know, get the chances to be on and off the field, and we got to handle our rotations. And I think our guys this year, you know, between guys being banged up or different guys practicing or playing in different rotations, I think a lot of them have played together with different people. And I think that's where, you know, you've kind of seen a little bit more of a comfort level with, you know, no matter who it is in there at three technique or nose guard, no matter who it is in there, you know, it's Wes, it's Chase, it's Popo, it's really a handful of guys that are playing in there at linebacker, at Mike, or at Will with Mo, and, you know, and in the back end at corner and safety. And I think, like, Fitz, the way he stepped up, and some of, you know, like Virginia Tech week and some of those weeks with Dylan and different guys stepping up, and Pruitt, you know, doing some different things for us and playing fast and playing physical and being able to handle those situations. I think that has helped us as we've gone into the postseason here.
How much did you learn from the Florida State game when it comes to pace? I mean, that fourth quarter, they were just going down the drive, long drives, but efficient drives. Just how did you learn about how you guys had to handle that as you guys prepare for this one?
Yeah, I think that was a game we played really well, you know, for about the first 70 plays. And after that, I think we probably leaned on our guys a little bit too much early. And I think that's where, you know, we've played a lot more players since that point, you know, especially up front with our defensive line. And, you know, there were situations in that game where early on we made the plays and it you know, it stopped the drive or ended the drive or got them behind. And, you know, later in the game, there were situations they went for it a little bit more on fourth down. And, you know, just our detail and our technique in some of those situations, we probably could have been off the field. And, you know, we allowed them to get the first down and extend the drive. And I think that wore our guys down a little bit. And I think now we've learned from that. And that's where you see some of the rotations since that point. We've been playing a lot more guys as we continue to go.
Dallas Street of Football, Bill. From day one to now, what's the biggest growth area you've seen from the unit that fans might not notice on Saturdays?
I think it's their communication, and I think it's their belief in playing with each other. I think our guys trust each other right now. I think our guys go out there and, you know, you can see them communicate, and just in practice, the way they talk, the way they communicate, you know, the awareness to know, you know, this is the guy that's in the fit with me, or this is the guy that's helping me in coverage, or, you know, I have someone protecting me right now if I hit an inside move or a different thing in a line game. And I think, you know, just that level of trust and confidence in knowing, hey, I can do this in this call and I can't do this in this call, or, you know, and trusting the guy playing next to you is gotten better every single week.
All right, that is Corey Heatherman, Miami's defensive coordinator. That sets the stage for you. We are in Glendale, Arizona. On Thursday, we'll come to you from State Farm Stadium beginning at 3 p.m., kickoff at 7:30. Another reminder about basketball on Wednesday right here on FM 104.3 WQAM, 7 o'clock tip-off, pregame at 6:30. Our producer has been Trevor Harris. I'll be joined by Don Bailey Jr. and Josh Darrow on Thursday from Glendale, Arizona, from State Farm Stadium. Thanks for joining us on the Hurricane Hotline, and have a very pleasant good evening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.